Steve, I can see you're annoyed. I take it it's about the sending off of Sebastian Julian. You don't think it was right?
I don't think it was right, no. I mean, both players have gone for the ball. The next thing, part of their dugout has come out and remonstrated. I've got angry at that. And it's like trying to get a player sent off. And I said to the lad at the end of the game, he said, well, you'd have done it to get an advantage. I said, no, I wouldn't have done that. I don't do that. But it's just the melee and all that, and then the referee comes over and... Hey, and we're down to 10 men. And it's just two lads going for a ball, 50-50. I don't see the problem. But there you go. I mean, hey, the decision was made and we have to get on with it. But
are you able to appeal it at all?
Oh, I suppose you can appeal, but you're wasting your time appealing. Never appealed yet. I think I've appealed once in my old managerial career about a player and it was a mistaken identity because... You know, you can't, you just have to get on, you just have to accept it and get on with it. As much as you don't like it, you have to accept it.
But anyway, that was a win on Tuesday, a draw today. You're starting an unbeaten run.
Yes, we have. I mean, I thought the character that the lads showed today, particularly when we went 10 down to 10 men, was immense. And there's some, you know, there's a lot of good signs now that we're seeing that, you know, players that we brought in during the summer showing that, you know, they're more than capable. I'm disappointed today that we didn't get a win. I'm not saying with the 11 on the park we'd have got the win, but I just thought we looked more like a side that's capable of competing, more than competing at this level of football at the right end of the table.
Do you feel it's starting slowly to come together now?
Well, there's been signs, and you know, I think that the frustrating part for me is that I see a lot of good signs during the week in training, and then, you know, they dip a little bit in games. But I think that's maybe down to a bit of confidence. But I thought we played really well the other night against Hales Owen. I know they're down there as well, but the goals didn't really reflect the possession and the chances that were created. And today I felt, again, you know, that's an area that we've got to start with. Liam Dickinson's been in amongst the goals, but we need to start chipping in from other areas if we're going to be successful.
It's the way of the world with managers that everybody thinks you're marvellous when things are going well, and you get stick when things aren't going well. Does the stick ever get to you?
Well, I never.
Are you aware of it?
I'm not aware of it. I'm not aware of it. You get stick, don't you? Because you, when you're not winning, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're here, Chester, Southport, Kidderminster. If you're not winning matches, everybody nowadays has got the right formula, and everybody picks the right team at 5 o'clock when you've lost a game. But I don't get involved in it because it's something that was a good bit of advice that was told to me years ago by a manager who went on to manage his country. So it's something that I never get involved in. But yeah, I'm not stupid. You know, I know that when you're not winning, you're going to get criticised, and rightly so. And we should be criticised this season for being in the position we're in. And but you could see how much the supporters are behind us here. With the way they were at the end, when, you know, we battled out in a real good battling draw today in the end. But I think, you know, getting criticised, I've done it for over 15 years now, and I know that my record's decent over them years at clubs. But like I say, I've come here to succeed, and that's my aim. And I don't want to, you know, I don't like looking at where we are. I'm a miserable sod around the place when we're not winning. But we'll get there with this group of lads. I think there's still areas, well, I know there's areas that we just need to sort of, you know, fine tune just to turn that corner for us. But I think you could see today that the lads are battling away and as much as determined as I am to get out of the situation we're in.
Well, we are very much still at the start of the season. It's not quite 2 months into the season, so there's a long way to go. I mean, you expect the situation to be different come the new year? Spring?
Well, it needs to be, yes, that's for sure. You know, if we can just keep improving over these last two games that we've had, there's been a lot more improvement. Hey, let's not forget, and you know, we've had a lot of injuries, but we've had a lot of turnaround in players who have either wanted to leave or we've let go. And you know, the other thing we've had to put up with, no Greg Wilkinson today because he's at a wedding. Lee Neville was away a couple of weeks ago. And so those are the testing things for you, especially when you've had a lot of injuries. You know, we've missed a real key player that we brought in as one of our star players, and that was Wolfie from FC. And he's not, you know, he's played a couple of games so far. So, but he'll be back soon, and hopefully, like I say, you know, one or two of the other injured lads will be back. Joe Slynn, you know, the keeper's come in and done great from Barnsley, super. But, you know, Joe was another setback, and the, you know, the games that he missed going into that game, he was a big miss for us. So I don't think we've had much much luck on that side of it. But like I say, nobody's concerned about that. And from our point of view, we just want to, you know, we just want to climb this table and get up. But there were some good sides today, because Altrincham are a good side, and they've got some good players. So pleased with the point in the end, especially with it being down to 10 men for a long period of the second half. And then disappointed at maybe, I don't know, when their lad went off. I think they lost a man, didn't they, with about 10 minutes to go,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking then we could go and win it.
Thanks.